You may be wondering if this book is intended for you. It is. In our teaching and consulting work with entrepreneurs, executives, and other leaders at organizations of every kind, we sometimes encounter an individual who proudly questions the value of, even the need for, creativity in their work. Sure, they tell us during one of our presentations or training sessions, some people in this room need creativity to do their jobs properly. The guys who make the graphics, for example. They should stay to the end. As a leader, however, what I need are breakthrough results. To judge creativity's true value, not just to designers, writers, or engineers, but to everyone who wants to achieve world-class outcomes, we need to define it properly. The best definition we've heard comes from a seventh grader in Ohio, whose teacher recently shared it with a friend of ours. Creativity is doing more than the first thing that comes to your mind. In other words, it's the capacity to keep generating ideas after the first one that's good enough. What, however, is an idea? We can't proceed without defining this fundamental term next. One way to think about it is by realizing that your brain never makes anything truly from scratch. It's always working with the raw material of your experiences. Thus, any idea is really just a new connection between two things that were already in your head. Things you've seen, heard, or felt. Take these two. A. Young families struggle up the hills of San Francisco with overloaded strollers. B. When you were a kid, your dad had a self-propelled lawnmower. Zzt. Did you feel that tiny spark? You got an idea. Self-propelled strollers may not be a billion-dollar business or even remotely safe, but with the puzzle pieces in place, your brain eagerly snapped them together. That's what the brain does best. Frame a problem, feed it material, and it'll start making connections left and right, if you let it. Listen to this book. With our principles and techniques, you will never again feel intimidated by or skeptical of the need for more ideas. You'll never wonder where ideas come from, how to find better ones, or what to do with them once they arrive. As you'll learn, there is nothing nebulous or mystical about creating breakthrough results. What happens haphazardly for most of us, creative problem solving, can be learned and mastered like any other skill, both by individuals and the teams and organizations they comprise. You can't consciously choose to make an idea. Try it, you'll see. Instead, ideas start arriving once you've identified a clear problem and gathered sufficient raw material for the brain to do its job. Zzt. It's more helpful to think of yourself as a channel for letting as many ideas through as possible. To clear up another misconception, breakthrough results don't happen by picking the right idea from a list, but rather by winnowing ideas down through real-world experimentation and iteration until a clear winner emerges. That's it. That's the formula for success in everything. And we're only on page 2. Of course, you may have more questions than answers at this point, but that's okay. Keep going. Once you fully understand what ideas are, where they come from, and how to separate the winners from the losers, you can finally put that lightning rod down and start making lightning.